This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to what I consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. Listen, you got to get informed before you engage. Please get informed before you engage. All right? You know, like the guy that called the show last night about schools. I'm harping on this because this is how they fight. All right? I was giving him real numbers and real stats and the reality about the difference between charter schools, public schools, and private schools. And what did he accuse me of? Right? You know what he did. He said that I was spewing fear. I was spewing fear against the public schools. Well, maybe he's right to a degree. You should be afraid if you're spending all these tax dollars to send your kids to be educated in a public school system, what you're finding out is the only thing they're being educated about is what sex they might be. Yeah, you should be afraid of that. Because it's the only, other than the IRS, it's one of those state agencies. If you don't follow the rules to the T, you could end up in jail. If you lie about the address, and I'm not suggesting you should, but if you lie about the address of where you live because you want your child, the one that you love, the one that you care about, the one that you're going to be stuck with for the next 30 years if they get a bad education. If you lie about your address so your son or daughter can go to a better school, you can go to jail. Think about that. And they talk about equity and equality, and you're paying your taxes, you're paying the right percentage of taxes, you're doing the right thing, and yet you get the crappy schools. And then other people, not in the rich Beverly Hills kind of thing, but other people in middle America that are paying their taxes, they get some fantastic schools. Why is that? What's the difference? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonny Schmidt, always a pleasure, and I mean it sincerely. I always like having you on the show with me. I'm glad that you're with me every week because you kind of get me off the ceiling, you know?
I see you like a cat. I think, wouldn't it be a good idea if we were allowed to send our children to schools that had similar values? You know?
Well, if they have their way, there won't be any school with similar values, you know?
But you know what? I don't mind if their kids, if they want to send their kids to school. my joke is that, you know, I actually do come from a long line of public school teachers, and they're always harping about they need more money. They should be paid more money to do what they do. They need more money. And I'm like, of course you need more money. How else would you send your kids to private schools? You know?
Yep.
So I think that I'm fine with the left sending their kids to even private schools that want to let them explore their gender and, you know, do whatever. I don't care. But don't lump me in there. I want to send my kid to my school that has my values. Like I said on the break, my grandson is now going to a school where we signed an agreement before he went acknowledging the fact that we agreed with what the Bible says, is that there are only two genders, male and female. There are only two sexes. That's
Now I can't have you say that on the show because you know it's a lie. And all
I could, and you know what? My grandson clapped when we got to that. I was like, first of all, I didn't know he knew what was going on because I'd been trying to keep all that craziness away from him. But we couldn't sign it fast enough. And those, you know, I don't mind if you want to have those. BLM didn't show up to his school all month, you know, because it's like, I'm good with that. If you want BLM to show up at your school and indoctrinate your kids and tell them that they're oppressed and victims and guilty, have at it.
But that doesn't, just you know, you and I talked about this at great length, and I just want to make sure we keep driving it home to people. It's kind of like, you agree, that doesn't help. That doesn't pull us closer together.
But
consistently telling young kids, your grandson, my granddaughter, is being told that white people hate them.
Yeah. It's sad. And in the long run, even though I'm saying have at it, do your thing, we'll do our thing, sadly, just like we were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, there's nothing unifying us anymore. I mean, I do say, yeah, let them do their thing. In fact, I often say, let them have California. I don't care. Take it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, as long as we keep dividing and being okay with being divided, there will be no unity. But they really don't want our kind
of unity. No, they don't want unity. You're exactly right.
If unity means let's have respect for God, military, a little bit of respect for America, just a little bit. Our forefathers, can we stop beating them up? Can we just move on? they're not willing to do that.
No, because until you understand, until you know what they did to you, you obviously don't know, or you'd be just as upset.
Well, maybe ignorance is bliss, because I have to tell you that if that's the case, I've been able to accomplish one heck of a lot in this country as a black female, to the two most oppressed groups in their minds. I've been able to become a TV writer producer with a high school education. I had two children, and one of them is one of the top TV creators in Hollywood. Another one is a costumer or dancer who's been a worldwide performer. I've been an author. I've been
all right. We got to go for a break. But,
terrible, you know, country.
Let's stay on those lines when we come back, because I really have an issue with us teaching young black kids that white folks hate them. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play, there's a way.
We are back. Don't get your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you know I have a TV set off to my left so I can watch for breaking news and what have you. And I happened to look up there to see, what was it, Strzok, the two FBI agents, and some of the text messages. And, man, I mean, seriously, the hate that they had for Trump before he did anything, before he opened his mouth and did anything, the hate that they had for that man, I would believe to be, a mental illness, frankly. I don't think they had that much hate for Hitler when you hear them talk. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just bring her back. I have so much fun when she's with me. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week, for a couple hours. We go through the issues of the day.
And I get to make fun of the black population. She makes fun of the white population. Everybody's happy. You know what I'm saying? I know I'll get trouble for that too. But
I'm gonna have to agree with you. I do, and I don't say this like to be rude or off the top of my head, but I will say that I do believe being a leftist is a mental illness. I honestly, okay, mental / spiritual illness.
Well, we know, you and I both believe, and I'm not afraid to say it, we both believe that this is a battle against good and evil. It's a spiritual battle against good and evil. We know that.
But that make you crazy if you're on the wrong side. So I think that's how they slip into the mental illness category. Because how could you work for the enemy, the dark side, and not be twisted? So, yeah, it's like, that was so funny to me when, you know, Trump went to visit the people in Ohio. Out of all the politicians that are in office right now, the guy that ain't in office goes to just give some encouragement, a little bit of water. And, boy, they made fun of him for bringing Trump water. I thought, you know, A, I believe he did that just to razz them. He's the greatest troller ever.
Isn't he?
He knows exactly what he's doing. It's just so funny to watch them squirm. But why not? Why shouldn't he bring Trump water?
Yep. Yeah, and you know, look, you're sitting there, you're speaking, you know, we both do it. We go to speeches, we give speeches, I'm on the air, you know, 3 hours a day. Your voice gets a little raspy, you need a little bit of water. He's out there talking and doing things. And
you're
parched. Amazing, right?
But they were so upset because he branded it. You know, he marketed his own brand. Well, because you guys are so... I wouldn't drink Biden water. That's for dang sure. He probably scooped it up out of the Ohio River.
Oh, God.
Why is it glowing, Dad?
Well, did you... I mean, you know that water that those people were drinking in the video... I don't know if you saw the video where they were drinking water there. You know that water... was either triple filtered or somebody standing outside the thing there with a 5-gallon jug pumping it through the pipes.
Wait, you're saying the politicians actually drank some of the water out of the...
Yeah, if you saw them, they had some of the politicians and some of the few others. Yeah, it's perfectly safe. The EPA is here and everything's fine and it's wonderful and you're
that
fine
wasn't.
And you're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
wasn't
for me.
I couldn't stand it. I was laughing so hard, I couldn't stand it. And then going...
Yeah, it's the same thing like when we saw Biden walk along with Zelensky, and all of a sudden the sirens go off.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying this crap.
And who was running? Was anybody running anywhere? Did you notice that?
Exactly. He never looked around. He never was like... Zelensky never said, it's cool, it's all right. None of that stuff that a normal... situation would bring about. He just kept on walking.
Yeah, Mr. President, Mr. American President, with the alarms going off, we probably should go inside for a few minutes. You know, I mean, no, nothing. Nothing. Not a
nothing,
word.
Nothing.
And we're supposed to buy it, right?
All I think I heard him say is, you got your checkbook, right?
No, I've been joking all week that the only reason Biden went is they hadn't sent the last check, so he went to pick it up
personally.
Exactly. Right?
Exactly. This is such a... I'm glad we can still laugh about it because I think sooner than later, none of this stuff's going to be a laughing matter.
Oh, here it goes. She's going to make me feel bad. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go down. I got lentil stew waiting for me. I'm not.
Ooh, and you know what I have? I had that last night, lentil soup.
Did you? Homemade?
I call it dirt soup.
It is kind of dirt.
Right. Doesn't it taste kind of... Kind of groundy. I don't even know what to call
earthy.
It, but you
yeah,
know.
It's very earthy. Did you homemade, right?
No, not last night.
What's wrong with you? Okay. No,
hey,
mine's
look, I'm more than happy to come over and get a container full when you're done. Cooking.
Mine's
not a problem here.
Scratch.
I love those soups. Always, they're good for you. They're just great. So
yeah, that's the weather for it.
Yes, yeah, definitely
it's
is.
Blizzardy out here in California.
Yeah, the blizzard. The non-blizzard blizzard, you know what I'm talking about?
So
look, at you and I, during one of the breaks, we were talking again that whole thing has resurfaced about Black History Month and a couple of food vendors that have been put on the hot seat, if you would, because they were serving things like fried chicken and waffles and watermelon and corn on the cob and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, at first, the first few I read about were in the South. And you could stop and think, okay, maybe they were, you know, I know I shouldn't do this, but, you know, maybe because they were from the South, maybe they were thinking, okay, we're going to poke at these black folks a little bit here, and maybe they won't even notice or what have you. But I'm reading stuff that happened in New York, Chicago, Boston. So it wasn't limited to one place. So I don't know. I don't know if you know, but I don't know. What would make them tie that? You think it's a purposely racist, negative thing why they did it? Or,
you know, I will have to tell you.
I'm honestly curious, right? I don't understand.
If it is, racism has come a long way from lynching, calling you the N-word, and chasing you down with dogs.
Right.
To serving delicious food.
Well, you brought it up. You brought up soul food, right?
It's Southern food.
Right. So I told you there was a restaurant in L.A. here that I don't even know if they're still open. I loved to go to when I was up in that part of town.
Aunt Kizzy's
Kitchen.
Aunt Kizzy's is still here.
Just to say the Aunt Kizzy, right?
You didn't say Aunt Kizzy.
Oh, God.
I think it's still there.
Is it?
I think so.
Go someday. Yeah. You can come with me.
I never thought it was great. I just love the idea of going to a soul food restaurant.
Okay, but wait a minute. That's because you might have grown up with some
of
that food.
Exactly. If it doesn't taste like your mama's.
No, but I'm not letting this go. We're going to go to commercial, but, I mean, I'm talking about pork chops smothered in black sauce.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A rare winter storm is bringing rare snow in Southern California, with blizzard conditions present in higher mountainous areas. Flooding rains are a problem, too. Forecasters say it will continue for some time.
And it continues Monday through Wednesday of next week. Heavy mountain snows in the moderate to heavy valley showers.
The National Weather Service issued warnings for the San Bernardino County mountains, as well as Los Angeles and Ventura counties, also now Santa Barbara County. For Northern California, those blizzard warnings go up as far north as the the Sierras to Yosemite. President Biden says the U.S. will not be providing F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. When asked about Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent request for the planes, Biden told reporters he doesn't need F-16s. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Ukraine is about to mount a significant counteroffensive, and F-16s are not the key capability for that. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm enjoying the baseline. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, truly, not kinda, sorta, truly be part of the solution. I really, really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let me just bring her right back on because I so much enjoy her time with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does pretty much every week, you know, to kind of go over the issues of the day, the stuff that, well, frankly and honestly, can we talk here? Remember
can her? We talk?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, seriously, talk about the stuff that everybody else is afraid to talk about because you might be labeled a racist. God forbid. You know, I've always, you and I have been friends a long time, and I've always said the same thing to you. It's like you make these things up in your head or you buy into what people are saying online, whether it's about black folks, Hispanics, whatever it is. And here you are, you're sitting around, you tell me you have black friends, and I'll say, did you ever ask one of your black friends this question? Oh, no. I couldn't do that. They would think I was a racist. You're a friend, right? You guys are friends. Or maybe Mark, you don't want to say what friend means. I don't know.
That's what I right? think. Is that they say that they're friends, but they're not friends. They're in each other's presence. I used to get invited to all kinds of parties and things that in Hollywood, because I checked off boxes. I was a black female, you know. It wasn't until they found out I was a conservative that I wasn't invited anymore. But the fact of the matter is, I wasn't their friend. They didn't care about my feelings or my thoughts or my kids or anything else. Pardon me. Or if I had a runny nose. They cared about what was on the outside and what they could look cool. They could check off the boxes if I showed up to one of their dinner parties. So if you can't, if you're not, but certain things, you should be friends. But that's, listen, I say the same thing about Christians. Is like, if you haven't developed a love bond, a relationship with somebody, don't start Bible beating them. Don't scripture thump them.
Oh, I agree. So, you and I are on the same page there. I totally agree with you.
Yep. So, and I feel the same way about talking about any sensitive topic, whether it be religion or whether it be politics or race. Maybe I don't think that about politics, but about race.
I'm glad you went back on that one. There you go. Okay.
But you can you can ask questions in a sensitive way that don't make you seem like you're scared to ask. I can't stand scared white people. It just irks me. I'm well, not
you,
one of them.
When you start off with, you know, you always make fun of people who say, I'm a good person, right? I'm a good person. But
if I told you in Hollywood, with, I never heard that. Never heard that till I went to Hollywood. I'm a good person. That doesn't make me a bad person, right? I well, never heard a good person say that.
It's just like, I'm sitting there with you. If I said to you, you know, we're good friends, and you know I love you, and you know I'm not a racist person, and you know, and can I ask you a question? I mean, right then and there,
right.
You know something's wrong,
no,
right?
No, no.
That means you don't have the relationship you think you have. Am I right?
No, but I will also say, even with friends, there are some friends that you can talk to about some things, and some friends that you can't. Like, okay. Here's an example. My sister, and it doesn't matter that she's a lefty, but my sister the lefty, because that's what I refer to her as, she called me and talked to me about some stuff, and then I laid some truth on her, and then the next day I felt, oh, my God, I feel so guilty, because you know the left, they're not trying to hear truth. They just want to vent. They just, especially like women, they don't want solutions. They don't. And I had to. I said, look, I'm not the girlfriend that you call to co-sign crazy. I'm not that person. There's usefulness in that person. If you know a girl like that, call her. If you don't want change. If you just want to continue to do what you're doing, if you want somebody to co-sign you, somebody to hold your hand, hug you, because that's very useful sometimes.
Hugging?
Call that girl. For me. No. Call that girl. But don't call me if you don't want me to tell you what time it is. So I think that with friends, you just can't across the board just because somebody's black or somebody's white. You just can't let. But you and I have a sense of humor. We're not easily bugged by anything. We're honest, you know. So I think it works. But I'm not saying you could say that with everyone. Listen, my ex-husband and I have some inside jokes that the average person would be clutching their pearl. But we do it because it's funny, and we do it in front of my daughter because we know it. She's like shocked, but it's super funny when we do it in front of her.
Well, I so told you
it depends on the friendship.
Yeah. So I told you about that friend of mine, black guy, that he loved to poke the left. Okay. Uh-huh. And he was a hardcore conservative. And at first he kind of caught me off guard at times. I thought he was trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right.
But he was doing exactly
that.
Right.
He is.
So
he is.
Would come
funny.
He would, you know, we'd go drive someplace together, and he set me up a couple of times, and we're walking in, he goes, hey, Joe, I left my glasses in the car, can I go get them? I go, yeah, here's the keys. So he'd come back to the table, and he'd have a white towel over his sleeve, and he'd say,
hilarious.
I parked the car, and I cleaned it up, and he went through the whole thing. And
hilarious.
He says, I'll get it for you as soon as you want. Do you want the keys? You want me to hold on the keys?
Hilarious.
Right? And, well, at first
super
I was horrified, because the people at the table are all like,
hilarious, especially depending upon who was at that table. If he knew there were people there that already thought you were racist, that's hilarious.
Oh, he did. And if there were people on the left there that he knew only invited him or you know, liked that he was at the table because, to your point, they got to check off a box, he would have a field day with that.
I love this guy already. Now, it's, you know what? The problem with the left is they have no sense of humor. I don't know. There's a recent a little short documentary, I think, on Fox Nation, and they talk about the death of comedy because of the left. And, I mean, we've always talked about that in terms of comedy and the left, but now it's gotten to the point where you dang near get arrested for having a sense of humor by the left.
You are
so,
right.
So, yeah, you can't have that. And I think that's going to be the death of them because nobody wants to live like this. I saw something today about Bill Maher, who every once in a while says something smart. He's a smart guy. I'm not saying he's dumb, but I'm saying he says something that's valuable.
Right.
And Greg Gutfeld and they party together. And they're going to air it on Sunday. They got stoned and, you know, it was
I read that too, but I didn't know how real it was.
I think it's real. I can imagine the two of them bonding. I can imagine the two of them having a good time. They're both honest about what they, you know, they're both honest and articulate and funny. I think that that's going to be a fun. Now, it bothers, it really, I read the comments. I love comments. And a lot of the, you know, diehard Republicans are like, that's what you do for a living, and we're going to watch you get high, and then... Well, it may not be your type of programming, but there might be some people who have a sense of humor who might think that's funny, and there might be younger people or people, you know, it just might appeal to a different group. Republicans, sometimes we get stuck into thinking that our brand, which is no brand at all, old school brand, is going to be appealing to people. But there's enough for, I mean, listen, I can't, I'm not going to go to a bunch of 20-year-olds and be able to minister to them, if you will.
No, you're right.
On what they want. So let people do what they do. And let the chips fall where they may. I'm, as a funny person, I want to see Gutfeld and Maher get together. Sounds funny. It could crash and burn, but why would we poo-poo that before it ever happens?
Well, it's like everything else. You know, when you hear, I mean, now Maher has taken a nosedive among the left. Because says it, and I understand what he's saying. Some people don't like it, but when he says, you know, he's a JFK type of liberal, he's a liberal in the true sense of the word, not a progressive.
Right, he's a classical liberal
today, right?
He's a classical liberal who hates Trump.
Bingo. All right, we're going for another commercial break. You know, that stupid capitalism keeps getting in the way. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
And I have to tell you, I'm not a Republican. You know, Republicans are...
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor.
Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back to the Figure Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, and then, and only then, will you not be part of the problem. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week, sometimes for an hour, sometimes for two. I'm having so much fun. I don't know about her. I'm having so much fun. I enjoy having her on with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, somebody just reminded me, we were talking about Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen, and we didn't finish. And part of the conversation, what I was trying to get across was, you know, you were saying that's really not black food or whatever food, soul food or whatever. And I said, I know, it's the same thing with people go to Italian restaurants. Oh, that was great Italian food. I don't know any Italian eats that garbage. Okay? And same thing here. But for me, going in there, whether it's southern food, soul food, black food, whatever, I'm sorry, pork chops smothered in black sauce was not something I saw in New England very often. And the same thing with, you know, cornbread and black-eyed peas and fried chicken. My God, it's funny. You don't want to talk about fried chicken, but here's a place that is manned by a bunch of black people, and there was a mountain, not a little bit, there was a mountain of fried chicken legs and chicken wings that they served all day long with, you know, they had white gravy, they had biscuits, they had all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
And I guess I was a racist for going in there and eating, I don't know.
Oh, it's so sad that we can't even enjoy food anymore. I mean, look at California. You're hard-pressed to find that sort of food, period. I mean, just as you're saying it, I'm going, oh, can't eat that. That's got gluten. Ooh, can't eat that. That's gravy. I can't eat that because that's... So I have to tell you that I don't know if my palate, my digestion has changed because I live in liberal land. All they do is they subtract from. They don't add anything wonderful to it. So it's a shame that these people got berated for serving delicious Southern cuisine to I guess these were in schools. I'm not quite sure. But rather than labeling them racist, I wish that they had just taken a moment if they were unsure. Because before I want to call somebody racist, I just kind of want to make sure that I'm on the right track.
Well, you want to make sure they're racist, don't you? I mean, it might be I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what they meant by this menu. And if they said, oh, I'm poking fun at black people by, you know, serving chicken and watermelon, then okay, all right, now you got a leg to stand
now
on.
Now we can go for it.
We can go for it. But if they're going, this is traditional food of South Black, and it is. Well, listen, I've had the best fried chicken, cornbread, watermelon, all that for my relatives in the South. Trust me, I'm not getting that from my bougie relatives in California. We got quiche.
I'm glad you said it, because the thing I enjoyed the most there was the cornbread. I've never had cornbread like that since.
Oh my, it's homemade, and I haven't made homemade cornbread in 30 years.
I've been over your house a couple times. Well,
Haven't made it in 30. Listen, I'm gluten-free. It's got dairy in it.
Look at me. I am not gluten-free.
I'm a sellout.
I don't care about dairy, so.
I'm a sellout. I can't have that in my house.
God. Here we go. All right.
No. But it's wonderful to go to a place that has that, but it doesn't have to be black. If you go to a soul food restaurant in California, it can be black or white. It doesn't matter. But we're so on edge about what we do. These poor people were probably, my guess, trying to do a nice thing. They were trying to make...
Somebody in the chat room says they like fried chicken, greens, and banana pudding. Is banana pudding a Southern thing?
Heck, okay, so can I just share my...
Are you going to make fun of me right now for not knowing banana pudding?
No, I wasn't thinking about it, but I'd love to. You give me a moment. Listen, I have a bougie banana pudding. Like when I was a kid, banana pudding would be made with bananas, vanilla wafers, pudding, what else did you put on top of that? A meringue, I think. But I have a very California restaurant where I put it in individual cups, and I use French vanilla, and I put Chessmen cookies, and I put, what else do I put in there? I do put a little real banana in it, and it's delicious. So it's very Southern. It is. I mean, I've only had banana pudding in a black house, but that doesn't make it wrong, and that doesn't make it racist. If somebody served that to me for Black History Week, I would just go, thank you. It's just like, why would you go,
yeah, you know, it's funny you say that.
Beef stroganoff.
Yeah, because you know? There's some dishes you only eat maybe once or twice a year. You don't always get them. This stuff I won't even order at a restaurant because my mom makes it and I love the way she makes it. Why would I order at a restaurant to ruin it for myself, you know? But they don't see anything that way. Okay, look, we're running out of time and I want to play this for you. I want you to know that you've obviously missed the boat on this one. You may have to go to re-engineering camp or something. Okay, because being white is one of the heaviest things for a black person. I just want you aware. Take a look at it.
If there's one thing that I wish white people understood, it is this. Your whiteness is the heaviest thing about you. It is so heavy that it outweighs any and all other marginalizing identities. Now, this is not to say that other identities aren't heavy. This is not to say that other identities aren't hard to carry. But it is to say that your whiteness in a white supremacist society like the United States is the key to care, empathy, dignity, support, justice, and freedom that people of color with the exact same marginalizing identities as you cannot access because they are people of color. Your white is heavier than your woman. Your white is heavier than your trans. Your white is heavier than your disabled. Your white is heavier than your poverty. Your whiteness is the heaviest thing about you. Think on that.
Oh,
there's one thing.
Drop the mic, honey.
And she's a doctor.
What? Oh. Would you go to her to be healed for anything?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, partly because I'd walk in the door and she goes, your wife's too heavy for me. I can't even concentrate on what might be wrong with you.
But you know what? I don't need a doctor that's that twisted and that. Listen, I have a kid that's that racially. And we got to pray. I've got a daughter who just is so. She believes in such a divide. But. It's not healthy, this poor girl is talking. She's giving, in all of this, she's giving white people so much power that they don't have. If she's a doctor, she's done more than most of the white people I know, and I know a lot of white people. So if she was able to climb up that ladder of success with the burden of the heaviness of white people on her back, she's either one strong sister or the white burden ain't that heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. I feel bad for her that she gives white people. But I know in her world, that sort of rhetoric, that narrative gives her clout. Sadly, that gives her clout.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah. It's
I'm sad for anybody who's that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sad for somebody who's that angry. I'm sad for someone who feels that is that misguided to think that white people have so much power in the world.
Wow.
And I'm sad that out of all the people who she could meet of different colors and be really uplifting in her life, be close friends, be somebody that she could bond with, that she won't see them as people.
No, but I told you before, and we only have 2 minutes left, I told you before that my fear or my concern, I shouldn't say my fear, my concern,
right,
is, you know, I have a black granddaughter. You have, I think, a couple of black grandsons. I don't want them brought up in an environment that says white people hate you.
I know.
Okay.
We got white relatives.
But for me, it goes deeper because my black granddaughter is going to look at her white side of the family and think they don't accept me.
They're not going to think that because they're going to see what you do. I will just do this since we only have a minute left. Is my black grandson has a white grandfather on my side. He's the guy that I married. And one of his friends at school said white people are bad, their burdens, like this woman said. And I said, really? You think that? And I said, Grandpa Papa Pop is white. And he goes, he is? He never saw it. He didn't see it.
No, but that's a true statement. I have, yeah, it's funny because I actually had somebody say that to me about an uncle. And I never, you know, he said, you know, he's bald. I said, no, he's not. Oops, I never really focused on his baldness because he's young.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Sonny Schmidt. Go grab your lentil soup.
My lentil stew. I'm out of here.
I'm jealous. All right. Okay. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't go stupid. We'll see you next week. Show me to your host. People, don't go far. You got me for an hour, and I got a lot I want to rage on. You got a few minutes. Don't go far.